Hello, this is William Kent, and I have an update about the Supreme Court and Booker retroactivity. The United States Supreme Court has ordered the Solicitor General to file a response by January 8, 2007, to a petition filed in Diaz versus United States, a case out of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, New York. The Diaz case presents two questions: one, whether Crawford versus Washington, the hearsay case, and two, whether Booker versus United States, the federal sentencing guidelines case, should be applied retroactively for habeas corpus, that is, 2255 purposes. As you may know, an order that the Solicitor General respond to a cert petition is a prerequisite to certiorari being granted. Very few cases result in orders for response from the Solicitor General. It does not necessarily mean that cert will be granted, but it is a harbinger that cert may be granted. If cert is granted, it could come sometime later in January. What the Diaz case would mean if cert is granted, and if the court goes in favor of the defendant and holds Booker retroactive, is that persons who are not still in the direct appeal pipeline when Booker came out, and therefore got sentenced under the mandatory guidelines, and were not able to raise the issue successfully on appeal, could now file a 2255 habeas and raise Diaz, Booker, and be entitled to its application as the application of Booker in their 2255 proceeding. That by itself would not cure all problems for such persons. For example, first off, there would be three or more categories of such persons in terms of the one-year deadline for a 2255. One, those still in their one-year time period before the original 2255 deadline, who in turn may have already filed a 2255 or may not, and if they have, may have already raised Booker issues or may not, and possibly may have already have had their 2255 ruled on or may not, possibly six subsets. Two, those outside the one-year time limit, but who had raised a Booker claim within 1 year of Booker coming out on a 2255 and were denied. And three, those outside the one-year time period who failed to raise a Booker claim within 1 year of it coming out in a prior 2255. The first two groups are probably able to raise a Diaz-Booker claim as soon as Diaz is ruled on, except if someone is in the first group, that is within the one-year time period, and did not include a Booker claim and have already been denied, they may be out of luck. And if they are in the first group and did not raise a Booker claim but their 2255 has not been ruled on, the question would be whether the court would allow their 2255 to be amended, which may turn on whether they now are past the 1 year and whether the government has already filed an answer. If no to both, then they probably can amend. If yes to either, then they probably can amend only in the discretion of the court. Persons in the third group are probably out of luck and probably cannot raise a Diaz-Booker claim. Second, even if a defendant can raise a Diaz-Booker claim under those above principles, whether they will be entitled to resentencing based on their claim may well turn on the same jurisprudential concerns already developed in each circuit, and this varies circuit by circuit, on whether the claim was preserved at the trial court, whether it was waived by not presenting it on direct appeal, if it was preserved at the trial court and not presented on direct appeal, and if it was not preserved at the trial court, whether the defendant can show the equivalent of plain error, or I suppose for habeas purposes, fundamental constitutional error. The bottom line is that such persons will probably be in the same position, more or less, as persons in their circuits were who were in the direct appeal pipeline when Booker was decided, meaning some could get relief, some not. The Supreme Court may also revisit those jurisprudential rules in either Rita or Claiborne, two other cases which are already on review, cert having been granted at this time, but oral argument has not been held in either Rita or Claiborne. But for those cases that fit the above criteria, there could be resentencing granted. That is, assuming Diaz goes in favor of the defendant and Booker is held to be retroactive. And the court then, the sentencing court, would be able to impose sentence using the Booker principles. That is, advisory guidelines and reasonableness. Well, that's a summary of my initial thoughts about the DS cert petition. If you have any questions, please feel free to give me a call. Area code 904-398-8000. Again, this is William Kent, the Law Office of William Kent, Jacksonville, Florida, speaking about Booker retroactivity and DS versus United States.